When I taught sound image for the first time for freshmen, I was really searching for a great way to open the class in the way that would embody what I thought was going to be really so amazing about this class. I came upon David Bowie's Space Oddity. It struck me that that song did everything that a really, really good sound should do.
Ground control to Major Tom.
It was a good story, a very sad story, but a really good story, powerfully rendered. The whole sense of this reality of space, immediately when it begins, is the countdown for Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown engines.
It's really very dramatic because there are the lyrics on one side and there's the countdown on the other. Great stereo. Story begins. You know something is going to happen.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Then the change up of the instruments to the point where he's floating now, he's in space. And the lyrics themselves and the way Bowie sang the song was a way of kind of conveying not only what was going on inside of Major Tom, but obviously what was occurring with the people back in control. The particular change up of the sense of space beautifully with the beautiful instruments, where the guitar played much less of a role, more string instruments, just stunned me, just stunned me. There is a line that I did print out the lyrics because I just wanted to remember. Here I am sitting in a tin can far above the world. Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do.
For here am I sitting in a tin can far above the world.
But the fact is that there isn't this desperation with Major Tom, more of desperation with the control. There is this kind of a sense of peace. He knows this is it, and yet it's as almost as if he wants to become part of this world.
Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I floating on my tin can?
So for me, in terms of playing it for the class, it was, music is obviously, everybody connects with sound. But what also connects is how music can affect one emotionally if there is a story being told, and also that one uses other elements beside the music, such as the opening of the countdown, and such as the kind of the dialogue, really, that's going on between Major Tom and control. So it just had the elements that I thought would work. I had no idea that anybody in the class really connected with it or knew it. I'm sure people knew it. I mean, David Bowie's really popular. I remember one of the students said to me, "How did you know that this was my favorite song in the whole world? And how did you know how this was going to affect me to hear this on the very first day?" And I said, "I didn't, but I'm so glad it happened." So that's why Space Oddity made such an impact on me. And so whenever I hear it, it brings me back to that first day, which was probably one of the most special days of my teaching.